It's Monday, September the 28th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by TD Ameritrade. Coming up, Trump's Supreme Court nomination and his personal tax returns too. First, the world in brief. President Donald Trump nominated Amy Coney Barrett to join America's Supreme Court, filling the seat vacated by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died earlier this month. At 48 years old, Miss Barrett, a staunch conservative, would skew the court rightwards for the foreseeable future. Democrats urged Mr. Trump to wait until after the election in November before appointing a new justice. Mr. Trump paid just $750 in federal taxes in both 2016 and 2017, according to documents obtained by the New York Times. He paid no tax whatsoever during 10 of the years between 2000 and 2015. Moreover, his business empire is heavily indebted. Mr. Trump has steadfastly refused to divulge his tax returns, as convention has long demanded of presidential candidates and presidents. He called the revelations fake news. TikTok won a last-minute reprieve. Hours before, an executive order would have forced American app stores to remove the Chinese-owned social media app, a federal judge ruled that the Trump administration's ban would infringe upon rights to free speech and due process. ByteDance, TikTok's owner, is wrangling with Oracle, an American tech firm, over a sale that might alleviate the pressure. China's biggest chipmaker insisted that it has no links to the armed forces after the Trump administration placed new sanctions on it. America's Commerce Department sent a letter to firms on Friday warning that exports to SMIC could be diverted for military use. Companies wishing to sell to the Chinese firm must now acquire a license. Armenia and Azerbaijan clashed over the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Armenia accused its neighbour of launching air and artillery attacks on civilian areas under its control, while Azerbaijan said it was responding to shelling from the other side. More than 20 people have been killed. Both countries declared martial law and mobilised their citizens. Russia called for an immediate ceasefire. Yemen's warring Saudi-backed government and Houthi rebels agreed to exchange more than 1,000 prisoners. The five-year-old conflict, which has killed tens of thousands of people, has reached stalemate. The UN hopes that the prisoner swap will kickstart negotiations to bring the war to an end. And voters in Switzerland rejected a plan to end free movement with the EU. The proposal was supported by the right-wing populist Swiss People's Party, which argued for tighter controls on immigration. The Swiss also narrowly approved a plan to buy new fighter jets and rejected a law that would have made it easier to hunt wolves.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.